Good morning, Mahoney Seafood Products.
Hey, is Joe in?
Is he?
Hey, Joe, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Hey, buddy. I appreciate you calling, and I wish you good luck on your next call. If there's any way you can get me off of y'all's call sheets, I'd appreciate it so much.
Oh, Joe.
I'm not looking for funding. I have no interest in funding. I did the thing with Swift Capital. They've since been paid. The inventory I bought is since in spec bought has since been sold. We're flush capital wise. My bank, if I'd have had time, I called them. They didn't call me back. I'd have gone right to my bank and picked up, 4.25% for as long as I wanted.
Yeah, and we actually spoke before when you were looking for financing when you went to Swift. I called after and you said, no, I had just done something, but just follow up at the end of the year and just see how everything was going. So
right.
I was returning
a
call here.
I appreciate your call. I bet I'm getting 30 of these a day now.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is that I've sold all that mahi that I bought early year and rebought again and again and again. I sold the tuna that I had to borrow the money to get, and I bought that two additional times. So, I mean, and I've got all that inventory, and I've got cash in the bank, and my bank said, don't you ever do that again. I said, I didn't have time. Y'all didn't call me back in time.
Are they threatening you right now?
No, they wanted to get, they're saying, because even with Swift, which I appreciate them doing that, it was 9.99 for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at, almost 20% for if APR on the thing. And I can get it from the bank for, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years for 4.25%.
Right.
So,
and you wanted to just get that money because you need it for inventory,
right?
I
needed to make a buy within 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
And I had no time. I said, I need, because I'd spent all my money on mahi in January that I could. I knew I wasn't going to start selling until April. And I was going to sell April, May, June, July, August.
Yeah, and Joe.
So I spec bought on something that I knew was not, 33 years in the business, El Nino. I knew there was going to be no mahi.
Right.
So I bought everything in country.
Hey.
And I said, I had a tuna deal come up. If we spoke, then I had a tuna deal that I've been buying for 7 years. And the guy said, Joe, I'm going to give you a super discount, but I need you to buy the quantity. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, okay, give me about 2 minutes to make the decision. And I knew I didn't, because I got to pay for it in 27 days. And I knew I wasn't going to start selling that for about 3 or 4 months. So I was making a huge investment in inventory that I knew I was not going to start selling till after spring break.
Right, so that one time deal that you did.
That one click caused me to make that quick decision with Swift Capital, and I am going to be okay. in other words, talking to the bank, like I said, my bank, they don't threaten me. They're trying to help me.
Of course.
And my whole point was, guys, I had to make the decision. I didn't have time to go see you. Y'all didn't have time to call me back. It didn't matter to me because I just added the cost of the interest to the inventory, which was 17 cents a pound is what Swift got on their thing. And I still made an additional 19 cents over and above what I was used to making on that particular product because I've got an out for it.
Well, how much did you make off of the mahi then?
Oh, jeez, I'd have to add it up. It was bunches.
for each pound, then.
I was making over $1 a pound.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was a spec buying, man. And like I said, when I went out there, I was buying mahi now $7, $8, $9 a pound, and I bought a product that I had test marketed for 3 years, a smaller product to get my clients on some 4 ounce and some 2 to 4 ounce, and I knew who could use it, and I knew they were going to need it, and it was just a matter of saying, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Grab your gonchos and let's go.
Yeah, Joe. It was
a long time. April, I'm telling you, January till May was a long time. The money. I was still doing a little bit of trade action, but I had even slowed down on my trade action because I offer 30-day terms, meaning I got to ship it, they deliver it. So I turned down a lot of trade action this year, but I did it knowing that my profits were going to be there. It was just a matter of time. My percentage of profit was the best I've ever had since I opened, naturally.
This year has been treating you pretty well, I could imagine.
Yes. It's just been a good year.
So do you normally buy inventory at the beginning of the year, or is it throughout the entire year?
Well, mahi, that's when it becomes available in Central and South America. It's a migrating fish, which means it starts moving into there, you know, and they start Peru and Ecuador. They stay already pricing this now. And I'm just laughing. I've had three of the major guys that have been in the business longer than me, but they know I do mahi. I won't mention them, but they call me and say, what are you going to do? What should I do? I'm getting offers out of Peru. I'm getting offered out of my buyer wants to buy. What do I do?
So you buy the fish wholesale. Do you guys actually fish for them yourselves? Is that part of the business?
No. I'm an office. I never see it. I'm allergic to seafood.
No way.
I'm allergic to shellfish.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
It's money to me. It ain't fish.
Hey, yeah, you see the dollar signs on it, right?
Right. So as they call me, I've told the guys, I said, you know, after an El Nino year, nobody knows. But I guarantee you these $7, $8 prices aren't going to hold you by now.
It's a hot year.
You're buying at the highest point of the market. You're going to run into problems. Somebody comes in, those day boaters. See, it's day boaters who go out and get mahi. And they got to feed their families. They go out and, they can only go so far offshore, catch, ice it down, and then bring it back to the processing plants and sell it. That's how they feed their families in South America, Central America, and all the way, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is if they weren't able to catch any. They didn't. I feel so sorry for them when this El Nino, because the fish, instead of migrating close to shore and running close to shore, they go 300-500 miles out. And the only people that can catch them are the ones that are out there on them vessel freezers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And actually, they don't know where they're at. And they have to run into them by accident. So when they run into them by accident, they make a catch and they make a lot of money. These day boaters, I'm telling you, and if this water, see, gets too warm close, as it cools down and they're able to go out, they're going to be able to feed their families. The processors and the big guys, the exporters from these countries are going to try to make a high-dollar thing. I might not even buy till April or May this year. You know, I might go back-to-back as I have to, as my customers order, because I'm not going to buy at these levels. And I laugh. They call and say, we're going to sell. We got to do it. I said, you do what you're going to do, but I ain't buying a pound.
Yeah, hey, you got to make sure that it works out for the business. If your margins aren't looking good, then it's not worth the risk, right?
I'll let somebody else buy the $8 fish, and I'll wait till it drops to $4. I like that. I like Cisco and U.S. Foods and PFG coming in and saying, we got to have the inventory. We got to fill them slots. We got to buy.
They tell you all this, but you know your business better than anybody. So
I let them buy, and then I just wait till it drops, bring it on in.
All right, hey, Joe, I know financing is at the top of your priority list right now, but I'd love to at least be a consideration in case you ever run into a situation like that again where you need to, pull the trigger on something very fast and your bank can't get an answer to you quickly. Being a private bank ourselves, we understand what it means to operate and own a business and make decisions like this.
If you want to put me down for an additional call in March, maybe by that time these other people will be calling to stop calling me. Your name is what?
Nico.
Nico, okay, I'm putting you down.
Yeah, and Nico,
if you want to send me something out on the email.
Yeah, what's a good email for you?
MahoneySeafood@hotmail.com. Why change it? Why it ain't broke?
Hotmail.com.
I never changed it. Never changed it. Okay. My 800 numbers, nothing's changed. So,
all right.
So I kept it since I've been open. Nico, send me that, and I'll keep it.
Okay,
okay?
Joe. I will. All right,
I
man.
Appreciate it. Good luck
to you.
On your next call.
Of course. Take
okay?
care.
Yeah, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.